And Fairfield will go to the locker room with the three-point lead at half. Holly Project 30, Fairfield 33. We'll get your stats here on YCN Sports. Holly Project usually gets their spark of quick points, and they get a ton of like good 10-0 run in the third quarter. I mean, they've already had a 10-0 run, and you don't want that to be known. Jake Fox will drive in. He puts it up high. That one's good. And Holly Project leads by one, 36-35. And now they're getting in rhythm. Daniel Faith, first shot. That one's up and bounces in. Gets the Fairfield bounce. And it's tied at 36 on our Nemont scoreboard. Finn almost loses the ball, and it's back out, and Tim Rose grabs it. Now it's a 5-on-4. Inside, David Wolfile fakes it and puts it up. No good. Jake Fox gets it. And they're pushing him around, and he goes back up, and a foul's going to be called, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Fox at the line. First free throw. That one up, and he bounces in. Gets the Red Devil bounce on that one. Holly Project leads by one, 37. Fairfield, 36. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to YCN Sports. On the project, tied with Fairfield, 38-38. They get it in, a kickball is going to be called on number 10. I guess that's one way to play defense. So now, they're bringing a 2-3 zone, I believe. I don't know, but they're trying to get it in. They get it in to Jay Hofer, and it's almost picked up, and now Jay Hofer gets it. Gets it inside to Jake Fox. Jake Fox. Want to keep the ball moving, and it's turned over again by Holly Project, and Fairfield taking this one up the court, and it's stolen by Noah Bouchard. He has it down at the other end, and it's going to be a second dunk of this game. Turns it over, and now let's see if they can bring up some momentum as he dunks it in. Holly Project 40, Fairfield 38. Jake Fox to Jay Hofer. Jay Hofer to Tim Rose. Tim Rose drives in a jumper. Piece of cake. Holly Project leads by four. 38 to Holly Project 42. The nobody was going to guard him, so he's like, all right, that's fine. And now another turnover by Fairfield. And Holly Project with the momentum now. What a momentum swear right there with the dunk. See, if you get a steal and a dunk, you get the crowd going. You get your teammates going. That's momentum right there. And yet, as you can see right there, that dunk is now putting everybody in a nervous situation for Fairfield, making risky plays, and Holly Project, they're bringing three people up. That means there's three people low. You got to get it to those corners, like you said. David Wolfile steps up for a three, and he puts it in as he leaves his hand up there to make sure it goes in. Holly Project leads by seven, the biggest lead of the half. Holly Project keeping that momentum, hanging on to it, clinging on to it. That's what you need in a state game like this to keep yourself alive. And a timeout taken by Fairfield. Huntley Project on a run at the end of the third with a minute left, 38. Holly Project, 45. We'll be back with the word from our sponsors here on YCN Sports and Athletics. Noah Bouchard guarding. Goes back up with the left hand. Goes up, no good. Noah Bouchard got 9 seconds remaining. Eight, say at five, four, three. Noah Bouchard steps up for a three, double clutches it, and puts it in at the end of the third as he double clutches it. 38-48 as we'll go to a break as Noah Bouchard beats the buzzer once again here at the Metro at the state tournament. We'll be back with the word from our sponsors here on YCN Sports and Athletics. Wolfile fakes it, drives in, almost poked away, but hands it off to Noah Bouchard. Drives in, and the ball gets wedgied right in between the hoop. And Brandon Geck tips it, tries to get it out, but Noah Bouchard will go to the line to shoot two. That's number 11's third foul of the game. So Tim Rose, and he's going to go check, not Tim Rose, Jake Fox is going to go check back into the game. Not yet. But Noah Bouchard's free throw is up and no good. You got to make those. So now, Noah Bouchard at the line. Number 14, Jake Fox. So now, it'll be Sean's second shot. That's up and no good. As it kind of toilet bowls out. Gives it over to number two. Number two steps up for a long three. He puts it up. No good. Number two gets his own rebound. Euro steps and it's blocked by Jake Fox. He was not letting that ball go in. Holy cow. You see how far he checked that one? Like if a foul was called on the ground, but he makes sure it still wasn't going in. Jake Fox has it double teamed. Inside, he muscles it up and puts it up and in. And he's doing it like you count the basket like you do. He muscled it in there, put it in. Alley Project leads by. And an offensive foul is going to be called. And Noah Bouchard draws it down in the bottom. Number 23 is pushing Noah Bouchard all over the place and kind of backed into him and pushed him down. Noah Bouchard was just relying on his weight, and then he moved out of the way. And timeout taken by Fairfield. Good place for Holy Project. Way back with the word from our sponsors here on Weinstein Sports. It's also kind of a double dribble, yeah. So now 50-56 on the Project. They got to get it in and get it past. You know how I would do? Run a pick and route. I would just run a football play. Jake Fox plays football. They get it into Tim Rose. Into the corner. Tim Rose gives it over to Jake Fox. Jake Fox back over to Tim Rose. Tim Rose gets it across. Drives in. He hands it up and he puts it up. And it rolls in. Jake Fox with the and one. Not Jake Fox, that was Tim Rose. And he flips it up and in as it goes in on the Project and one. That was it. Like, it took a while to roll in. Like, you had it bouncing on the rim. And the foul was already called. You have it bounce on the rim. And then right as it goes in, you hear the fans just go like this, explode. Wow, what a good play. Tim Rose at the line on the Project leads by 8, possible 9. Yeah, that was you got to go to the hoop on that. See, if you're, like you said, excuse me, so not, you said you have to go to the hoop. You can't pass it around right here, right? Because if you. Strong to the hoop. So now back in action. Fairfield has it, drives in. Number 22, you got 38 seconds left to play on the clock. Drives in, kick it out. Take a three. She drives in, and Noah Bouchard comes down. And now they got to get in. Timeout taken by Fairfield. Honey Project leads by 7. We'll be back with the word from our sponsors. Actually, no, we couldn't do this without all of our sponsors, even our gold, silver, or just our regular package right here. We couldn't do it without them. So here they are. Yellowstone Valley Electric, Valley Propane, Murdoch Family Dentistry, Nemont, Madison River Propane, Stylin 406, Cowboys Bar and Restaurant, Opportunity Bank of Montana, Dusty Couch Trucking, Bill Steeny Real Estate, Wisp West, Shepherd Water Station, Sherman Curry Realty, Metro RV, and your only HolyProject.net community website. Wow. This is a burner for sure. It's a barn burner. 52-59 here in the fourth. If you get here, you deserve to be here because all these divisions are tough. You're coming from each division. I mean, some divisions are tougher than others. I think the Southern B division is probably one of the hardest divisions because you're coming in with Lodgegrass. Like, you see, like, all these other good teams, Honey Project, Manhattan. You're coming with all these other good teams, such a tough district. And, like, district and division. Honey Project's district is so. And you have, like, Colstrip. You have Columbus. And they chuck it down the court, and they run a route, and it's no good. It's going to be picked off, and it's going to be Honey Project ball. They run it. They run a. I think they heard me down there. I said, run a football route. Oh, Nova Shard, he can catch it. And Jake Fox, he's not a quarterback, but he's a wide receiver. He's got an arm on him. And the rebound, 9 seconds remaining, and Tim Rose will hold this one out. As they're taking this one up the court by 8 points. 60-52. Only products to beat Fairfield by 8. Way back tomorrow night. Wait, hold on. Is it tomorrow night?